Talking about home countries, yesterday I highlighted the story of the twin brothers William and John Kelly. Now, they're 77 years old, they're twins, but they have died. They're originally from Turner's Cross, and unless next of kin can be found, and pretty toot sweet, they will be buried in paupers' graves in the Muswell Hill area of London, unless their next of kin can be found. Now, I told you the entire story yesterday. Rather than me telling you it again, let me bring in the man whose story it is, man who broke the story, a man called James Mulhall, who's a reporter with the Irish Post in London. James, good morning.
Good morning, Neil.
I went through your story yesterday, but rather than me doing it again, I said I'd give you an opportunity to just bring us up to speed. So off you go. Tell us what you can about William and John Kelly from Cork.
Absolutely. So this story came to us through a friend of William Kelly, who went by the name of Bill, usually with his friends in Muswell Hill here. So Bill was a devout Catholic, and he used to attend the Mass here in Muswell Hill quite regularly. But he failed to turn up for about a week, so a friend of his got in touch with the priest, and they figured out that Bill had actually passed away, sadly. But Bill was quite a reclusive man. He was living in a sheltered accommodation and had suffered from mental health issues for many years. And they didn't actually know many personal details about him, so they did go about chasing a next of kin for him and discovered that he did have a brother who was living in London as well, in a different part of North London, but not very far away at all. So when they did trace down John Kelly, it was discovered that he too had passed away in recent weeks, and it later emerged that they were twins, as he said. So now they're both lying in separate morgues in the city, and there's no one here to claim them. So very, very sad story, and we're just hoping that someone can come forward.
You say that one was very reclusive and very quiet. That was Bill Kelly. Your article spoke about their age and the fact that they were twins. Any idea about the fact that they left Cork when they were 18 years old? Any kind of backstory to their lives in London when they arrived from 18 to where they died at 77?
It's been very hard to trace down that because John Kelly was actually quite reclusive himself, and their only sister that we're aware of passed away a couple of years ago. So all we do know is that they came here around the age of 18 after going to the CBS in Cork, and we're not sure what actually happened until quite recently. We do know that Bill was working in a Marks & Spencer up until about 10 years ago when he retired as a porter, but he left that job partially because of retirement age and partially because of his mental health issues. So that's all we kind of know about Bill. And then again with John, it's just very sketchy details at the moment because we don't have a contact with anyone who knew him because he was quite reclusive. So it's very difficult to kind of piece together their lives here in London.
Yeah, one of them worked in Marks & Spencer as a porter?
Yeah, that was Bill.
Yeah. He had his own little flat. He was very quiet. One of his neighbours said that he was very, very withdrawn, but he liked to go for a pint. He liked to have the odd flutter. If he ever borrowed a fiver or a tenner, he'd always pay it back when he got his pension. But both of them lived independently alone of each other, did they?
Yeah, John, we believe, lived in private accommodation, whereas Bill would have been in a sheltered accommodation here because of his mental health issues. So there was very little in Bill's flat when I spoke to a social worker that would kind of indicate that he had siblings or he had family, and she only told us his date of birth when I got to speak to her. So it was very difficult to get these details, and we do have these sketchy details, as you said, that Bill was a man who did enjoy his pints and enjoyed a bit of the flutter and the horses, but he did always pay back that fiver if he did borrow it. And he is described as a very honest man, and they had really good time for him here in North London. The lady I was speaking to, Margaret, said that they thought the absolute world of him and they're devastated by his death, and they just really want someone to come forward now that they can get a proper burial.
I guess the Irish Post would have many stories down over the years of Irish men who went to London young to work on the buildings or to work as labourers or, to hard jobs, tough, difficult jobs, worked all their life, and at the end of their life then found themselves old and sick, infirm and poor, yeah?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it is an issue that I think really does need to be highlighted because it can be quite an isolating experience to emigrate, particularly back then. We have technology now to keep in touch with home, and it's only 50 quid to fly home at Ryanair. It wasn't the same back then, so a lot of people did end up isolated, and it is a big issue that does need to be highlighted for sure.
Hold on there a second. I just want to talk with Padraig Grennan, manager of Finders International Ireland. That's an impressive sounding title, Padraig. What do you guys do?
Yeah, thanks, Neil. What we do is, I suppose, we're a firm of probate genealogists, and our core business, if you like, is in tracing missing beneficiaries or unknown next of kin to unclaimed estates. So your listeners might be familiar with the BBC programme Air Hunters. We feature on that regularly. So that's our core business. But we do a lot of work for solicitors and councils and hospitals and coroners. So in this situation, what happened was Whittington Hospital got in touch with us and, you know, relayed these tragic set of circumstances to us and asked us, got us involved to see if we could trace back any next of kin back in Ireland.
No, you've started working on it?
Yeah, we've started working on it, and we've a little bit of information that we can share with you and your listeners now. So basically, in relation to, we have a copy of Bill's birth certificate, which would be more or less identical to John's birth certificate. And on that particular birth certificate, the parents of each are named as Dennis Kelly and Hannah Kelly, Nee Murphy. So you've got a Kelly and a Murphy, Dennis Kelly and Hannah Murphy. And the address given on Bill's birth certificate is that of Carrig House, Doyle Road, Turner's Cross, County Cork.
That's great information. Yeah. Doyle Road, yeah. Turner's Cross.
Yeah, so that should ring a bell with somebody as to, you know, we're looking, I suppose, for maybe one of your more senior listeners that maybe went to school with either of the guys, that it might ring a bell with them. Now, also on the birth certificate, Bill's father, Dennis, his occupation is that of a barman. So, I mean, if he worked locally in a pub, down around Turner's Cross, a lot of people might be familiar with who he was or might know the family, so that could ring a bell with somebody also. And the last piece of information on the birth certificate is that of the informant at birth was a Mary Gleason of 5 Kinsale Terrace, Evergreen Road. Now, she could have been a family friend or she could have been a midwife. So,
what did you call her? An informant? What is that?
And that's just somebody who witnesses the birth, basically. They're called the informant.
Mary Gleason, she'd be long passed away now, of course.
She would be, but I mean, there could be family involved that might remember the birth of the twins, you know.
Mary Gleason, so, you said, was it?
Mary Gleason, 5 Kinsale Terrace, Evergreen Road, Cork. Now, we also have a marriage certificate for the parents, Dennis and Hannah. And Dennis's occupation on that, this is back in 1926, so the twins were born in 1938. The parents were married in 1926, and Dennis's occupation was a farmer at that stage. His father was a farmer, so chances were he was just working on the farm, later became a barman. But their place of address when they got married was in Kilmacowen, Eyries, on the Bearer Peninsula.
Yes, I'll tell you one thing. I'd hate to be trying to hide from you guys. You're good.
Well, this is what we do, Neil. Yeah, we specialise in this type of thing, so we're a firm of genealogists, and we trace back through. Our job is in putting a family tree together so that we can find out who the next. Often we have to go back a couple of generations to find out who would inherit on, we'll say, an intestacy case. So this is what we do. So at the moment, research is ongoing. We're hoping that these little tidbits of information might trigger a memory with some of your listeners as to you know, where the guys were. Did they have a sibling? Now, we're familiar that, we're aware that Mary's mentioned, but Mary, the sister who supposedly predeceased the twins, we haven't found a birth certificate or any record of her yet, but as I say, research is ongoing.
They had a sister, Mary, who died about 2 years ago, according to a lady called Margaret Deeney, who was a friend of one of the twins. Her funeral, I don't know, would she have been buried in the UK or would she have been buried here in Cork?
You see, we're not sure whether the entire family upped and left for the UK when the twins were 18, whether they went off themselves, maybe they just turned 18. That could have been the dumb thing back then, but the entire family could have moved over. So, you know, somebody somewhere is going to know something about the family. So if anyone has any information, I mean, I can give you our contact details.
Absolutely.
Or surely if they want to get in touch through yourselves, we can be contacted on 1800 210 210. Or at contact@findersinternational.ie. So if anybody has any information, we're just looking for, you know, the smallest bit of information can really unlock the case for us, you know?
Absolutely. I would love to talk to you again at a later time, Padraig, just about what you do and family trees, because I'm intrigued and I'm sure other people are as well, you know, as to how one would go about putting it together, what kind of money is involved in it, how much work, whether you do stuff looking for missing persons, things like that. Would that be okay?
Oh, absolutely. Give me a call anytime. More than happy to talk to you.
Thanks for now, Padraig. Appreciate it.
Okay, thank you for
taking my call. Padraig Grennan is the manager of Finders International Ireland. Now, should you wish to talk to them directly yourself regarding a family tree or whatever, 1-800-210-210.